Teruah Lev Shishi, Rabbi Yitzi David, speaking on Parshas Vayikra and Purim.
So we know on Purim, we have four mitzvahs. They were told each mitzvah in of itself has a reason, a more posh upshot reason why we have the mitzvah, why it's related to Purim, how it relates to the Purim story. What I wanted to try and do is perhaps see that with a deeper understanding of what each of these mitzvahs really are, perhaps there's a tzadah shaveh. Perhaps there's something that connects each of these mitzvahs, that there's one sherish, there's one nekuda, one avoda for Purim, something that we can understand about Purim, work on Purim, which is really seen through every single one of the mitzvahs of Purim Day. So we know the mitzvahs are Mikra, Kriyas Megillah, Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim, and Mishte, Suda. So you know, on a simple level, the reason why we read the Megillah is to remember the names Pesumei Nissa. The Gra tells us that Dafka, they tried to destroy Torah, so we were Marabeh, we tried adding an extra mitzvah to Torah to understand. There are those that even say that Megillah is the Hallel of Purim. Yesh Lodin, as they say, whether there's a Me'iri as to where, if you can't read the Megillah, perhaps you're allowed to say Hallel instead. We don't paskin like that, everyone else is Cholek. But on a simple level, Megillah is there for Sumei Nissa. Mishloach Manos Matanos Levyonim, we're told, is an inyan of Simcha, that Mishanichnas Adam Marbim Simcha, the whole Mahus of Purim is Simcha. There's no Simcha without giving to others, and there's no Simcha, even Simchas Yomta, without including others in your Simcha. And Mishte, we know on a posher level, we're Matake in the Suda, Kenega the Avera that the Yidden did at the time, that they went to Suda Zachashverish, instead of having a Suda, for that, we have a Suddal Hashem. So on a simple level, we understand what each of these mitzvahs are. But let's try and look a little deeper at each one, and perhaps we'll see a connection. So Megillah, we know one of the famous things about the Megillah Esther is that Shem Hashem is not in the Megillah B'chlal. So Rav Dessler points out, this is very significant, Rav Dessler says that there's a connection between Megillah and Korban HaOmer, Sfiras HaOmer, the Omer they had to bring in the times of Beis HaMikdash when the new crops, very similar to the idea of Bikurim that we have with fruit. We have a mitzvah of Korban HaOmer with grain, with wheat. So we're told, Rav Dessler tells us that there's a connection between Purim and Omer. Where's the connection? So we all know, famous Gemara Megillah tells us that when Haman went to find Mordechai, who was sitting in a Beis HaMedrash and learning the halachas of Korban HaOmer. So they asked the question, why of all the things that he could be learning, was he learning Korban HaOmer? And Rav Dessler points out one more thing. It says, Haman was hung on the 16th of Nisan. Haman was hung on the day that the Omer is brought. It says Rav Dessler, there's no coincidences. There has to be a connection between the two. So he says, if you understand the mitzvah of Korban HaOmer properly, you'll see how it relates to Megillah. What is Korban HaOmer? So nowadays, when we want a loaf of bread, so you walk into a shop, you walk into a baker, you give him £2 nowadays, and you get a loaf of bread. Years ago, when you wanted a loaf of bread, you were a farmer, you had to, we know there's many as 11 malachas that are to do with just getting a loaf of bread. You had to plough the field, sow the field, reap the field, grind the wheat. So much effort went into just producing a slice of bread, that you wouldn't have time on a person to feel after all his hard work, when he gets his first grain, his first sheaves of wheat grow, you wouldn't have time on a person for feeling magiali. I deserve it. I worked hard. I'm enjoying the fruits of my labour. I worked hard. I deserve this. My hard work paid off. Says the Medrash. The Korban HaOmer is there to teach us that you can't forget one very important thing. Who was it that made the sun rise? Who was it that made the wind blow? And who was it that brought the rain that helped your crops grow? We all take it for granted. We're so used to nature that you put a seed in the ground, you add a little bit of water, and out comes a tree. If an alien landed from Mars and you told them this little seed turns into a tree that produces fruit for years and years and years and years, I think it was the most unbelievable thing in the world. But we're so used to it, we're so used to Teva, We're so used to nature that we take it for granted. And we fail to see the Yad Hashem. So the Medrash tells us that when, at a time specifically, when a person has worked hard and has really put in a lot of energy and efforts, and he feels, I worked hard, I deserve it, at exactly that time, then, we have a mitzvah of Omer. We have the mitzvah that you have to remember Yad Hashem. You think you worked hard, don't forget that without Hashem, none of this would have been possible. Without Hashem's hand, without Hashem doing everything for us, you'd have nothing. Told even on a level of, on Gematria, they're told that the Gematria of the name Elohim, which is the Shem Hashem that is involved in this world, that expresses itself in this world, is the same Gematria, Gematria 86, the same Gematria as the word Hateva, the word for nature. But many people think, yeah, Mother Nature. As many people who want to tell you, they don't believe in God, they believe in Mother Nature. So we say, yeah, Shkoyach, Mother Nature is God. There's no Koyach outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That which you and I see every day as nature, as the normal things, natural things that happen day in, day out, we have to understand that even those things are begeder and nes. Even those things are miraculous. The Gematria's work out. I checked it. So says Rav Dessler, the idea of the Korban HaOmer is that even when everything seems so normal, everything seems to be going b'derech hateva, don't forget Yad Hashem. Don't forget HaKoros HaTov, being makir tov, recognizing the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. So says Rav Dessler Poshet, that's the whole vort of Megillah. Megillas Esther, we're told, is called Megillas Esther, because Megale, it reveals HaHester, the hidden. The Purim story is so different to Pesach. Pesach was open miracle after open miracle after open miracle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu defied every single law of nature. Purim was the exact opposite. Hashem's name doesn't appear in the Megillah once, because He wants us to think, people should be led to believe, that perhaps it all happened naturally. Coincidence. Kerry. It's the connection to this week's parasha by Yikro. Kerry. Yeah. To think that perhaps Hashem wasn't involved in the miracle and miracles and miracles that happened in Purim, because they're so different. Every miracle that happened by Pesach was an absolute open miracle which defied all the laws of nature. Masha'in came Purim, the Yad Hashem was hidden. Megillas Esther, legalot, to be megaleh, to reveal Yad Hashem in the world. And that's why Hashem's name is not mentioned in Megillah once. That's why we dress up on Purim, we wear masks, to cover our identity, because we understand Hashem also, we're living in a world of Hester upon Him, that Hashem also hides Himself, kavyochol, behind a mask, the mask of nature, the mask of the world. Because in a world of Hester upon Him, Hashem doesn't just reveal Himself to you with open miracles every day. If you want to see Hashem in the world, you have to look for Him. But when you do look for Him, and when you understand that there's all these things in the world that people give names to, like nature or teva, but you look a little deeper and you understand that that's really Yad Hashem, then you see Hashem every single day of your life. You see Yad Hashem in everything that you do. So that's Rav Dessler on Megillah. That the idea of Megillah, why Hashem's name is not mentioned, the connection between the Omer, is Megillah is there to teach us to see Yad Hashem in nature. So let's move on to the next two mitzvahs. Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim. So we said the idea obviously is simcha. Mishloach Manos is to give to your friends, Mimara Bereyos, Matanos Levyonim. But on a slightly deeper level, we all know the famous Rav Dessler, which I think is based on this. There's a Mishnah Maseches Derech Eretz Zutta that says, Im chofetz ato ledabeg ba'avas chavercha, have noisev and noisev metovaso. If someone wants to create a connection, ledabek, to connect, ba'avas chavercha, connect himself to his friend, he should give him a matana. So the Mefarshim asked on the Mishnah, surely it should say, Im oyhev ato chavercha, if you love your friend, you should give him a gift. Says Rav Dessler, his famous vort, that we all think that ava, when you love someone, you give to them. Says Rav Dessler, punkt faket. He says, the way that you create love is by giving to someone. It says have. The shorish of the word ava is have. Have means to give. A parent will always love their child more than the child loves the parent. And it doesn't make any sense. A parent gives and gives and gives and gives and gives. All a baby does is take. And the mother loves that child much more than that child will ever love the mother. Doesn't make sense. Surely if giving to something creates the life, the more you give to a person, the more they're going to love you. So it should be the other way around. Says Rav Dessler, because the Yisod is that the more you give to someone, the more that you love them. Have. Ava is created by giving. The more you give, the more you love. So the reason why we have, specifically the mitzvahs of Matanis Levyonim and Mishloach Manos, is to be marbe ava, to create ava, to create a relationship, to become closer to the Jewish people. Says the Pachad Yitzchak, one of the reasons why specific points out that specifically Purim, more than any other Chag or Yom Tov, only Purim has specific mitzvahs to do with Avas Reyim. No other Yom Tov has that. There's an idea of Simchas Yom Tov, and on Pesach we know to invite people in, but a specific mitzvah of Avas Reyim, only Purim. So Pachad Yitzchak points out, because he says we know one of the reasons why Haman had anything, and Achashverosh were able bichlal to have anything against the Yidden, against the Jewish people, was because they were chosah something very important. They were lacking in achdus. It says when Achashverosh says, there's a people that are mefuzorim, bein ha'omim, told that was the Gemara says, that's Lashon Hara. That was the Lashon Hara that Haman spoke against the Jewish people. And we know Lashon Hara has to be true. Why is it Lashon Hara? Because the biggest taina you can have against Klal Yisrael is that they don't have achdus. If we don't have achdus, if we're not united as a people, then we can be attacked. Then we're in danger. So says the Pachad Yitzchak, so Dafka Purim is when there are mitzvahs to be marbe avas reim. Specific mitzvahs to do with building a relationship between you and your friends. Because our biggest chisaron on Purim, the only reason why we fell under attack was because we were lacking in achdus. Therefore, specifically in Purim, we have to be marbe in achdus. Connects it also to the idea that we know that the different levels of Kabbalah Sotorah, that there was Shavuos and Purim, and there was Kabbalah Meira and Kabbalah Me'ava, and that on Shavuos we were forced, so to speak, to receive the Torah because of the Gilui of Hashem, as opposed to on Purim when we were Mekabel the Torah Be'ava. So says the Pachad Yitzchak, so just like we know that by Shavuos, a prerequisite for Kabbalah Satorah was Achdus, the Pasuk says, Vayichen Sham Keneged Ahar, Vayichen and not Vayachanu, Rashi points out, that uses Loshen Yochid and not Loshen Ram to teach us, Kalev Echad, Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, that when the Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, to Mamad Har Sinai, there was an Achdus. And that achdus was essential to be roi, to be fitting to receive the Torah. So he says, just like by Shavuos, just like by Kabbalah Satorah, by Har Sinai, we needed that achdus of Vayichen Sham. So he says, we have the mitzvahs on Purim of Matanis Levyonim and Mishloach Manos to give us that level of Vayichen. Says we know it says there's the Kri Ksiv of Vekimu Vekiblu, Vekimu Vekibel. They also uses Lashon Yachid, it says Va'omad, it doesn't say Va'omdu. The Gra points out different times in the Megillah, three places in the Megillah, where again, instead of using Lashon Rabbim, it uses Lashon Yachid. To teach us this idea that the Achdus is so much a prerequisite for Kabbalah Satorah, that just like by Shavuos, we needed to have the Achdus, so too by Purim. So what's the one that's left out? Mishteh. So we understand Matanis Levyonim, Shlach Monas is being Marbe Ava and Marbe Reus, and we know Megillah is Pirsume Nissa. So what's Mishteh? So Mishteh, you might just think, just like every Yom Tov has a Suda, so too Purim has a Suda. What's the biggest difference between the Suda of Purim and any other Suda? In Echanami we say, Ein Simcha El Basa V'Yayin, but no other Yom Tov, no other Suda has a mitzvah to drink wine like Purim. Adal Yoda, we know it's the most famous thing people love about Purim, can you drink, can you drink? What are we doing? Why is there a mitzvah of Adal Yoda? Why is it a mitzvah that the Suda has to be a Suda of Mishte, not just Suda of Mishte? Mishte means a Suda where what you do is drink. So says the Pachad Yitzchak, a beautiful Chiddush. Pachad Yitzchak says, there's two levels of Avas Reim. There's two levels of connection you can have between people. He says, just, there's a simple simcha that you give a person by giving something to them. When you give a person a matona, when you send something to a friend, you make them happy. He says, that's just one bechina, that's only one dimension of reis. Pachad Yitzchak says, it's a totally different dimension. He says, the second dimension is what he calls the hiskarvus hanafshis v'hishtatfus beruach im chaveiro. The deeper connection, the relationship that you can build between two people. He says, to build that relationship, it's not enough just to give them something. You have to connect. You have to let down your guard. You have to open up to a person. You have to allow them into your world. And you have to enter their world. If you do that, then you connect. Then you build a relationship. It's not a person you just give a matana to. People give matanas to many people. So he says, in order to achieve this deeper level of reis, this deeper level of friendship, this real connection, he says, that's why we have mishter. Says the Pachad Yitzchak, brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, G'dol legima shemukareves es halavavas. Says, drinking brings people together. The reason why we have the mitzvah of mishter is again to bring people together. To create ava. To create reyus. That's why we have a Suda. We don't have a Suda because Suda is Yom Tov. Says the Pachad Yitzchak, the reason why we have that Suda is because the whole inyan of the Suda is to create reyus. It's so similar, the concept of Mishloach Monos and the concept of Mishter, that the Bach Paskins, one of those, the famous Gemara, is the Gemara Megillah of Abaye Bar Avin and Rav Chanina Bar Avin, that says, Mechalfei Sudasayhu. They were both so poor they couldn't afford to give Mishloach Monos. So one gave to the other and the other one gave to him. They gave to each other. And there's different pshatim as to exactly what happened over there. One of the pshatim, I think it's Rashi, says that what would happen is they join together for their Suda. That one year they both go to Abaye Bar Avin's house and the other year they both go to Rav Chanina Bar Avin's house. So they all asked the kasha on Rashi, well, what's pshat? So when you invited him, so you were mekayim in the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos, because you invited him to your Suda. But he wasn't mekayim in the mitzvah. And the next year, when you go to him, so he was mekayim in the mitzvah and you weren't. Says the Bach, a gevaldik achiddush. We don't paskin like this, it's not brought down by anyone. But the Bach says that obviously they weren't not being mekayim in the mitzvah one year and only swapping every year. He says, Elamai, that the whole point of Mishloach Monos is to be marbe in reyus, avos reyim, to create friendship between two people. She says, what greater way than to have mishter together? What greater way than to have the Suda together? When you have the Suda together, you and him, so you've achieved exactly that. So through your Suda, through having the Suda together, you've both achieved the maila of what you're trying to achieve when you give Mishloach Monos. I want to try and see, perhaps there's a tzad shava between all these mitzvahs. Perhaps there's a connection. We've seen that pretty much the three mitzvahs of Matanos Levionim, Mishloach Monos, and Mishter seem to be this idea of Avas Reim, of being marbe Ava, building a relationship and Ava in the world. But Megillah seems totally different. Megillah is an idea of seeing Yad Hashem in the world, seeing Hashem's hand in nature. So I thought about it for a while. I wanted to say something, and then I wasn't sure it was MS, so I didn't want to say it. And then Baruch Hashem, someone showed me a revolver. Revolver in Ali Shor says, he brings the Gemara in Sukkah, according to the Girsas Hashloah, there's different Girsas in the Gemara. He brings the Gemara, it says, Kol mi sheyesh alav chesed, biyadua shehu yireh shamayim. someone who has the midah of chesed, b'yadua for sure, he's a Yerushamayim. Says Rav, what's the connection between chesed and Yerushamayim? So Rav Volba, in his classic mashgiach way, says, what is it about chesed? Why is it that we don't do chesed, and what's so good about doing chesed? Says the problem, the reason why people don't do chesed, is when they're too caught up in their own world. People don't see beyond their own daladamas. When you're thinking about yourself, when you don't understand that there are people outside of you, there's a world outside of your own daladamas, so you have no concept of chesed. You don't have a havamina to think about other people that exist in the world. It says, "Eina royes zuloso," you don't see those outside of you. It says that's the middah of chesed. The middah of chesed is being able to see those outside of you, being able to understand that there's an entire world outside your own daladamas. It says that's the middah of chesed. And says Rav Olba, so too is the middah of Yerushamayim. He says, "Kamosha chesed hu re'iyas hazulas," just like the midah of chesed is seeing beyond yourself, looking beyond yourself, seeing those outside of you, "Hakoras ha'odam achayim chutzali," seeing a living being, someone else outside of me, "Kach hayira hi havchonas habayra shahu machutzali." So too is the midah of being makia HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Yerushamayim is an understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. There's an understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. It says the two, chesed and yira, come from the same shoresh. The middle of chesed and the middle of yira both start and end with the understanding that there is that beyond myself, looking beyond me. So if the mitzvahs of Purim, three of them are chesed orientated, three of them are understanding, building reyus, giving to those outside of me, working on my midah of chesed, my midah hanasina, because that's understanding that there is something outside of me. It says Rav Olba, "Berega shenifach belibo kachuda shel machat." As soon as you open your heart like the eye of a needle, "Hine roya es hakol," you now see everything. "Es haboire ve'es hazulos." Once you start to understand there are people outside of me, there are people that are less fortunate than me, that I need to give stocker to. There are people who I can connect to. There are people that I can give mishloach manos, that I can send things to try and enhance our relationship. And mishta, there are people that if I just let down my guard a little bit and let other people in, I can connect to people on a much deeper level. Once we understand that, that very same midah allows us to see Yad Hashem. That very same midah of looking beyond ourselves makes us look at the world in a totally different light. Instead of only looking at our daladamas, instead of only worrying and focusing on ourselves, we see that there are other people, and we see that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the avodah of Purim, the whole understanding, the whole idea of Purim, is seeing that there is that which is beyond me. Understanding that it's not just Bishvili Nivra Olam. It is Bishvili Nivra Olam. But it's Bishvili Nivra Olam for everyone else in the world as well. There are other people in the world that you need to care for. There's other people in the world that you need to think about. And there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Yad Hashem that is running the world every single day. We in ourselves have to understand that every single mitzvahs have, like we said, a simple idea, a basic idea. But every mitzvah also has a deeper idea. Every Yom Tov has an avoda, something that we're not just punts for spend the whole day running around giving a shalach manos to him and to him and to him. We have to understand, what are we doing? It's a nice day to show off how good my wife's arts and crafts are, or how rich I am that I can buy a bigger shalach manos than you. And we can go and have a suda and everyone can get drunk and, you know, we can be like the goyim for the day. What are we doing? We have to understand that everything that we're doing is deep. Everything we're doing has a reason. We give Mishloach Monos, and we give Matonos Levyonim, and we have a Sud to understand that we have to be closer together, build relationships between ourselves and our neighbours, and to all of Klal Yisrael, because that was the Midah that made us Zoyche to Kabbalah Sotayra Vayichin Sham Keneged Ahar. For that Midah of Achdus, with the unity of Klal Yisrael, because of that we were Zoyche to Kabbalah Sotayra originally, and in order to be Zoyche to Kabbalah Sotayra on Purim, where we were finding Mekabel Torah Ba'ava, we received the Torah because we wanted it, and we came together in the same way of Vayichen Sham Kenegdaha. We grouped together. We were no longer Mefurad and Mefuzah Ben Amim. So when we work on that and we bring ourselves together, Beis Hashem, just like we were Zoche then, to be saved by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there was Atzolah and there was Marba Torah in the world, so too, Mitzvah Hashem, today, if we all understand, we try and tap into the mitzvahs, try and do the mitzvahs on a deeper level, and not just a physical act, but understand what is the pnim, what is the kavona behind it, what is the reason why I'm doing this. And it's not just a physical act, but so much more. Beis Hashem will also be zoche to Yeshua's Bezman Hazeh.